Okay, this morning's reading is Psalm 8, 435 in your pew Bibles. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic your name is on all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with a glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes along the paths of the seas, O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen.
Thank you, sir. And our New Testament lesson from the letter to the church in Rome, Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Hear the word of the Lord. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace, in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we boast in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of our Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. We thank you for all the ways in which you are active and participate in our lives. We know, Lord, that whatever happens in our world and in our lives, you are present through it. You are present in the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are present loving us, caring for us, and leading us. Be with us today, Lord, as we consider what today means, both Father's Day, but also Trinity Sunday. Be with us, Lord. Guide the meditations of our minds and our hearts today and every day. Amen. As I said, today isn't just Father's Day. It's also Trinity Sunday. And the fun part, if I'm allowed to be a theology nerd a little bit, is that one of the persons of the Trinity is the Father, and so it just really lines up really well. But not for everyone, because one of the conversations that ministers engage in about Father's Day and Mother's Day is the sensitivity that not all of our members had a great relationship, or in some cases, any relationship with their father. In some cases, a father is an abuser, a father is absent. And so celebrating today is difficult. A father lost his life, and that opens up wounds and sores. The fact of the matter is that today we deal with the fact that Father's Day and God the Father as part of the Trinity can be a problem for some of us. So what do we do in our conversation about this? How do we approach Father's Day? How do we approach dealing with the Father as part of the Trinity if some of us come from a broken perspective? Now, some churches, and I think of one particular minister who owned this and then said, We're not celebrating Mother's Day or Father's Day. We're celebrating Mother Earth Day. Okay, so we're going to kick the can down the road, right? The problem is when we kick the can down the road, when we avoid these tough conversations, they just drag on and on and on. And the reality is the Trinity is still there. It is still in our lives. Father's Day comes every year. You can't hide under the porch. You can't leave your baggage on the porch. Because why? Because eventually you can't get past the porch because there's too much baggage left there. So we have to engage in understanding this difficulty, understanding that some of us might not be in the best of places with our father and, in some cases, our mother. And so what do we do as we engage in Trinitarian theology, Trinitarian conversations where we talk about the Holy Spirit, we talk about Jesus the Son, and we have to talk about the Father? This trauma, this hurt, this pain exists. In my own story, as I grapple with the idea of my own loving Father and my loving Father, God, I forced to separate my relationship with the two, separate my father who committed suicide when I was 13 from my relationship with God the Father, because there are implications in those relationships. And so we have to grapple with these pieces. And so let's talk a minute about God as Father, God as Son, God as Holy Spirit, and how this is really, really something that brings life to us. Now, the idea of the Trinity is hard. And I remember working at Kohl's many, many years ago and sitting down and talking with a coworker about our churches and our faith. She had found out I was graduated from seminary and was going to be a minister. And I brought up the Trinity. She said, "Well, what's that?" And I said, "Well, it's the idea of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together with one God." "Oh, we don't believe in that." "And you're a church?" "Well," then we talked some more. She believed in it, but she didn't believe in the term. And if you think that's a little big of a problem, well, the church has some small problems as well as the big ones, don't we? Now, some people have tried to shift what we call the Trinity to make it easier and more approachable. They call it the Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer, talking about the roles in which God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit play in our lives. But again, we go back to what Scripture calls them. What Scripture calls God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The reality is sometimes terms and not concepts are what fall apart for us. So let's talk about the three in one. The fact that some of us in our theology do have that beautiful Trinitarian theology, but some of us lean more towards a dual idea of God. Perhaps we have damaged relationship with our Father. So engaging in concepts of God the Father is difficult. So we lean on Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Or we're very, very Dutch Protestant Christians and we don't deal well with the Holy Spirit. We bring it out every Pentecost, dust it off, put it back in the closet for the rest of the year, right? We lean heavily on Jesus Christ, the Son. We lean very heavily on the Father, but we fail in our Trinitarian engagement. So how do we keep our theology of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together and allow those persons of the Trinity to fully, fully help us? And the problem here is we get into the ideas in which we try and explain the Trinity. Stop me if you've heard these. It's like a tripod. You know, at the top you have the Father, and then you have the three legs, which are the three persons of the Trinity, which isn't a bad one. There's the egg, where you have the shell, the yolk, and the white of the egg, except then you have parts held by other parts. And so theologians tend to lean away from that one. Water, where water is three states, gas, solid, and liquid. And so you have ice, steam, and traditional water. And those are the three persons. We have these elements, we try and explain it, but the reality is, to explain the Trinity, to explain God, is a little bit like trying to explain to a five-year-old why the sun comes up and goes down and all of the stars exist. It's really, really hard, because God is so much bigger than what we understand. It's so much more than what we choose. And so let's talk first about our Father. Our Father in heaven. Let's talk about Jesus, the Son. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. And let's talk about the three that work together in one. Now, the Holy Spirit, let's begin there. We just did Pentecost. That works. And it's not just a sustainer. The Holy Spirit works, supports us, cares for us, guides us, leads us. It cares for us. But also, it's that boot in your behind if you're not doing what God has planned. Sometimes it's a gentle push towards something. It's that little scratch in the back of your neck that says, maybe this time is your time on consistory. Maybe the ministry I'm calling to you to take part in, you need to listen. Sometimes God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, is very gentle, and sometimes it's like a 2x4 upside your head. I remember talking with my boss when I worked in the parks department, and he let me know all of the other things he did. And so when we talk about the Holy Spirit, let's talk about all of the variety of ways that the Holy Spirit is with us. My boss said, I'm not just a groundskeeper, I'm a counselor, a teacher, a parole officer, a Sunday school teacher, a guidance counselor, a life coach. And that's just my short list. And the Holy Spirit would have an even longer list. It is our comfort, our peace, our support, our guidance. It's our kick in the behind, our gentle nudge. The Holy Spirit is so tangible in our world and in our lives, and that's only the start of the conversation. The Son, well, it's Jesus. Jesus who went to the cross for us, but also who went and taught for us. Jesus who went to spread the message of the good news to all the people. Christ incarnate, God on earth, who, as Scripture said today, the book of Romans said, gives us access to God, gives us that connective point. Think about how God is in the Old Testament, almost unapproachable. And so when Christ dies, the curtain is ripped in two, and we have that beautiful navigating peace of closeness with God through Christ. Think about where we'd be without Christ getting us to that point of access. And then
we come to the Father,
who is so much more than just the Creator, right? So much more than just that. And that's only the starting point. But it's also the more complicated of all the relationships that exist. Because every one of us has a father, and yet not all of us had a father that was good or present. And so we have to navigate and understand that up in heaven, our Father is what every father should endeavor to be. He is loving. He is compassionate. He is caring. He is what every father should be, and what every human being deserves as a father. And so, though our relationships with our earthly fathers might be broken and harmed or tarnished by life and the world, we can know that our Father in heaven is everything a father should be and is always with us. So we have to navigate that. We have to understand that he is everything for us as a father. I remember talking with Liam about how frustrating it was for him playing sports and how other kids get to have grandparents show up. And I said, well, you know you have your grandparents watching over you in heaven. And he said, yeah, I know, but that's not the same. And I said, well, what is the same is you have God watching over you as well. And he grumbles, as teenagers do. And yes, he's now a teenager, so I feel old. But he grumbled and he said, yeah, I know that too. See, it's that grudging response that we know that God is with us, but sometimes it's that moment we have to speak it. We have to say it. So on this Trinity Sunday, we celebrate those three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We celebrate how God, in a mutual, self-giving love, so intimately indwelled and existed among us and continues to exist with us. Continues to be around us. So as we navigate today, let me say first, happy Trinity Sunday, but also happy Father's Day. And if you struggle with that term, if you struggle with that idea, at least remember your Father in heaven is everything a father should be. And so may that heal some of the wounds. Ease some of the pain we might feel today, but also let us remember that our Father today is looking after us. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters,